This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Scott.
The United States Congress is in the midst of considering a massive tax overhaul that would have wide-ranging impacts, including on higher education. From Missouri State University's perspective, what's the biggest aspect of this bill that you're looking at right now?
I would put the things that we're concerned about kind of in two buckets. The first bucket are the list of deductions that go away that make it more expensive, more difficult for working class, middle class people to get an education. And we can talk about the three or four things that are in that bucket. And then the second thing that for us is worrisome because of a connection to Missouri is the increase in the standard deduction. And the House and Senate bills aren't exactly alike, but they almost double what the standardized deduction is. And because Missouri state income tax standard deduction is the same as the federal deduction, sometimes this is called rolling conformity or that Missouri's tax code is coupled to the federal tax code, then that's going to result in a significant tax cut in Missouri, which will mean less revenue coming into the state. It's been estimated as up to $1 billion. And so the state operating budget that funds higher ed, K-12, Medicaid, prisons, mental health, parents as teachers, anything else out there, operates on about $9 billion. So we're talking about taking one-ninth of that potentially away. And so if that occurs, the state's got to figure out how to fund all those things that state government funds with $800 million to $1 billion less dollars, or they've got to decouple from the connection to the federal code, which requires a statutory change. And so the House and the Senate would have to pass a bill that the governor would sign. And so that would be a significant challenge either way we went on that and make for, frankly, would probably be the centerpiece of conversations during the legislative session next year.
A lot of moving parts and a lot of what ifs as well. What have been the conversations internally and maybe with lawmakers on the state and federal level on where you see this going?
So I think it likely that if the Congress passes a tax cut bill, it's going to have a significant increase in the standard deduction. And so our conversations have been with our legislators in terms of how are we going to handle that. And I don't want to speak for any of them here, but there have been, for folks that are on the budget and appropriations committees, they are very cognizant of this issue. And we would advocate for decoupling from the federal tax so that there isn't this massive decrease in revenue that we have to deal with. Missouri's already a low tax state, and I think there's significant interest among our legislators in doing that because, frankly, it would be really hard to pay for all the things the state has to pay for with $1 billion less dollars.
Can you put into perspective the process by going about this decoupling so that you can kind of ease the burden of any potential tax impact?
Well, you know, there would be a bill introduced on each side of the legislature that would have to be passed, and then if different, sent to conference committee, and then ultimately voted on again and sent to the governor. So we'll be engaged in that process. I mean, we're talking theoretically now because we don't have a federal bill yet, and there haven't been specific analyses done in terms of what the magnitude of that reduction would look like for us. Every state's not facing this. This is a Missouri issue because as I said earlier, Missouri's standard deduction is connected to the federal standard deduction. And so we're talking to folks and we're beginning to work through that. Obviously, higher education is going to be concerned about this because there are certain pieces of the state government that can't be cut. So we probably all wouldn't be taking a 13 or 14% cut. There'd be different levels of cut, and oftentimes at least in the past, higher ed has taken more than its proportionate share. And so, for example, if Medicaid's 30% of our budget, but we can't cut Medicaid, then all of a sudden we're trying to take $1 billion out of things like K through 12 education, higher education, mental health services, other social programs, and all of a sudden then there's no money for very much money for any of those things, which is worrisome.
Okay. So again, we're talking about a bill that hasn't passed yet, but the potential impact on the state and Missouri State University if this increase in standard deduction goes through as is. So again, just summarize your message to the university community as we continue to see the tax plan discussions go on in Congress.
So again, not time to panic. There are smart people in our legislature working on this, cognizant of this. We're working on this. We're talking to people about this. And I think there's clearly going to be a desire not to gut funding for critical programs that Missourians depend on. And so I think there's a solution, and we're just going to have to work with our legislative leaders to figure that out and be a resource and help get to an end that makes sense for us.
The provision that we've heard perhaps the most about as it relates to higher education is its impact on graduate students. The House bill would tax graduate tuition benefits as income. Reports this week indicate this plan will not appear in the final bill, but do explain to us what the change would mean if it was passed and its impact on Missouri State.
So graduate students that have a graduate assistantship or a teaching assistantship typically have their tuition waived. Mm-hmm. So at our institution, maybe that's $6,000 or $7,000. And then they get a stipend, another $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. So you're talking about, you know, taxing someone. Now, none of that is taxed. So now you're talking about taxing someone on $15,000 that previously had not been taxed. And the fear of that is that that's going to discourage good people from going to grad school and continuing their education, particularly those of meager means, those on the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder, making it harder for working class people to get master's degrees, to get professional degrees, because that would change that. Now, that provision's not in the Senate bill. Mm-hmm. It is in the House bill, and so we'll have to see, you know, how the conferees deal with that. A couple of other provisions in the House bill, also not in the Senate bill. Student loan interest deduction. You know, we're worried very much about debt students have. Well, right now you have the ability to deduct that on your income tax. That would potentially go away if the House version is accepted. That's hard to rationalize that given the magnitude of student debt that's out there. Again, that would be making college more affordable and impact those on the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. And then one of the programs we do at Missouri State, Scott, you and I both have this benefit, is that we have 15 hours of free tuition assistance that we can use to further our own career, or our spouses can use, or our children can use. Mm-hmm. And so lots of our employees, particularly our clerical people that began work with us that didn't have a degree, use that benefit to get a bachelor's degree and then go on to get different jobs and make more money and further their careers. And right now, that's not taxed. And the House version would then tax those tuition waivers. Again, I think that's impacting people at the bottom of the ladder that are working really hard to try to advance themselves and improve their careers, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Has there been a conversation or kind of some feedback that you've received from students in regards to how they could be impacted?
You know, I personally haven't been involved in conversations with students on our campus, but I know those conversations are ongoing. What we have been involved in, we've been involved in interacting with our advocacy group in Washington, D.C. It was one of the reasons I was in Washington, D.C. last week to see where we were on these provisions and what, if anything, we could do to advance the cause for higher education, particularly those students that are impacted by this. We've also had interaction with our senators and our congressmen on these issues to make sure they understand the impact these kinds of changes would have to individuals that are trying to get an education.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott. I've enjoyed our talks over the last several years.
Likewise.